This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and this is a week to imagine big things from the soft voices of change, the soft, measured words of Pope Francis in Washington, D.C.
Why are deadly weapons being sold to those who plan to inflict untold suffering on individuals and society? Sadly, the answer, as we all know, is simply for money.
The momentum and energy Pope Francis radiates when he ambitiously calls for an end to hunger and poverty, or as he just did there, for an end to the arms trade in the halls of government of the greatest arms dealer in the world, the United States, that is a kind of superpower.
Humble, clever, and constantly working for peace, Uganda, Congo.
Norwegian rock band Elvis made a superhero out of the United Nations human rights advocate Jan Egeland in this silly video that went viral in Europe. The United Nations is actually looking for a few good viral superheroes to help the world achieve 17 global goals over the next 15 years. People like Miriam Ahmed, a supergirl of 15 from Nigeria, who's campaigning for the release of the 276 schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram last year.
I'm a Chibok Girls Ambassador, and we're working to see that the government does everything they can to rescue the 276 girls from the terrorist group Boko Haram. Through Safe Spaces, I'm also working on improving the general awareness for girls on issues like sex education, health education, drugs, and raising our voices to advocate for issues that affect our lives.
The UN finds these superheroes everywhere. Lucas Toroya, Fooler of Witch Doctors, you can call him, is from Tanzania, where he's organized a campaign against witch doctors to replace them with modern medicine.
It is difficult to know how many women don't come for treatment because of what they are told by the witch doctors. Sometimes I try to work with the witch doctors, travel with them, I give them food, I become a friend of them, and let them take the glory if the woman is cured.
And in India, with the right magical touch, garbage becomes treasure. Hansit Ganatra, just call him the roofer.
The question I'm asked most often is, how the hell do you make these roofs out of waste? So here's the answer in a nutshell. We take old waste paper, add natural chemicals, and waste coconut fibers to it. This material mix goes through four manufacturing steps, and we get strong, insulating, and waterproof roofing panels out. Over a billion people in the developing world think about their roof every single day, every single night, and every single season of the year. Imagine sleepless nights during monsoons because your roof is unbearably loud and leaky. And add to this, your roof contains dangerous toxic substances like asbestos, a known carcinogen. All this is a reality for millions of families in slums and villages around the world.
You can call 24-year-old Sri Lankan Anoka Abarathne just Anoka, guardian of the mangrove.
Mangroves are trees that are being chopped down on a daily basis for cheap firewood. Soon, there will be no forest left. They are such an important tree. It not only provides housing for fish and birds, but they also ensure that there is no soil erosion. So there is no way that I'm going to let this happen.
What's my dream? My dream is to build a Sri Lanka that loves and respects its natural resources. Actually, why just Sri Lanka? That's my dream for the whole planet. And we will get there. I just know it.
The superpowers may be exaggerated, but each one of these people is real, just like the United Nations global goals. Learn more and try to be a superhero yourself by listening to a special Takeaway Weekender. It's called Radio Everyone, about local citizens tackling big problems. Find the Weekender tomorrow morning at thetakeaway.org or subscribe to The Takeaway on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.